afternoon, and welcome back to another episode of We the People Radio. Let's see, it's January 24th, 2021, and my name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff.
And what do you have for us today, Bill?
Well, you know, we got a sponsor this hour, Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Go by and see them. They have tractors, mowers, zero-turn mowers. They got it all in stock. Inventory's coming in every day, so they probably got what you're looking for. Go by and see them. They're at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or give them a call at 226-9226.
The old zero-turn mower, it makes it sound like the wheels are, like, all, you know, they never swivel.
Oh, well, yeah, they're a little different. They don't have a steering wheel. Go by and see them. They're unique.
Yeah.
So, or you can get them on the web.
That's how you get around all those stupid obstacles.
Yep.
In the grass.
That's right. That's right. PapeMachinery.com.
Ta-da.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Even with fooling around, we got it. Okay. So, first off, you can find 10 years of archives. They're all free to listen to. They've all had the free enterprise breaks taken out of them. And so makes them fast. It's a two-hour show, but you can probably, I don't know, listen to the whole thing in hour and a half, hour and 20 minutes, something like that. And we have them in, like, first hour, second hour, or you can pull 2 hours at the same time. So if you have low bandwidth, we've kind of tried to, you know, trying to work with all the situations people have out there. You are free to download those. You could burn them to CDs. You could sell them at your group meetings. You could give them away as Christmas presents. I don't know why you do that, but you could. Some are funny. A lot of good information, actually. But you can share those however you like. We have no copyright things. We do this as a public service. So we try to bring you the best information available on the topics and as far-flung as possible. I'm working on the vaccine. Okay, I'm not working on it, and I know it's not a vaccine. So
you're not working on a vaccine?
Apparently that entire thing means nothing. I'm working on a guy. I'm going to get a guy. I actually heard him the other night on the radio. He was terrific, and I've had a lady up in Siskiyou County tell me to get this guy before about how the coronavirus shot, we'll just call it the shot, how that works and or doesn't work or whatever you'd like to know. So we'll be getting more information on that, but I don't have that booked yet. So today our guest is Dr. Lyle Rapacki, and he has not been here forever. He has not been here, let's see, since June of 2020. I don't know how that happened. I know.
Oh, come on.
I combed the archives. I'm like, well, that's stupid. How come he hasn't been here since June of 2020? But he hasn't. I don't think so, unless I missed something. But
I think you missed.
Well, I missed Colin Lyle. I guess
he missed his $1.85 check every month. That's probably why he hasn't been on. You don't pay him. I mean, he's not coming.
Back to the $1.85. We have a running joke, needless to say. So you'll have to listen to the archives. So he's a private sector intelligence, behavioral analysis, and threat assessment specialist. Because we're going to goof around a little bit, which is going to make it seem like maybe, you know, we're just chit-chatting about nothing, but actually he has some credentials.
Yeah, this is serious city.
Channeling my dad. Since June of 2010, Dr. Rapacki has provided selected members of the Arizona legislature intelligence briefings on border security and threats to Arizona sovereignty. So we're going to talk about election misdeeds today. So my guess is the whole Arizona thing is going to come into sharp focus for you. There are still, a lot of people out there who think that the election was perfectly fine, that there was no shenanigans. It went to 60 different courts, and 60 different courts didn't find anything.
Yeah, it turned out just the way they wanted.
So let's clear that up. Yeah. 60 different courts never looked at it. They basically dismissed the cases without looking at them. So all of the different evidence that's out there, whether you like it or not, there is quite a bit. So I think we're probably going to chat about some of that today with Dr. Lyle Rapacki. Ta-da!
Oh, am I on? I was taking a nap.
I was like,
kind of like how the show runs. Kind of turn it on and you kind of take a snooze and
exactly.
It's good back.
That's why you get the big bucks, all right, there.
Well, you know, I was going to say, Bill, you know, the reason I haven't been on since June is, one, I haven't been asked.
That's, I swear that's got to be wrong.
Yeah, that's my, but secondly, that last check for $1.85, it bounced.
Yeah. Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I meant to talk to you about that.
Yeah, and I resubmitted it twice, and it, you know, it wasn't there. So I went, well, okay, they must not want me back. So that's okay. I've been working at Circle K.
Put him in the cone of silence.
Circle K.
Well, at least you're not working at Kmart. They closed a bunch of those.
No, they closed that. I was going to go to Walmart.
You'd be getting the extra $600 bucks or whatever it is.
Yeah. I was going to go to Walmart and be a graveyard greeter, but I don't know. I'm tired of greeting people.
Exactly. Just tired of people, you know, in general.
Like, go away. What are you doing at Walmart at midnight? Go away. Go home.
And
the supervisor didn't like that so much.
How would you even know it was midnight in Walmart? Everyone's wearing their slippers. They wear them all day. They wear them all night. Maybe that's just
And all of you people who have ever gone to Walmart, especially late at night, don't do it. But I had to go in one night at 10 o'clock on my way back to the house. And I had to get something. I don't even remember what it was. It was about 9 months ago. Oh, my gosh. It's a different world in there. And I was checking out. I went to one of the checkout people instead of that courtesy checkout where you just scan stuff and lights
and then it
go
makes
off.
You do it over and over and over and over and it never works.
Then the lady in the machine talks to you and says, put it in the bag, dummy. And I don't know. Sometimes I talk to her, sometimes I don't. But I went to a real life checkout person because I had like one item and I thought, you know, and I said, do you work this graveyard shift lot? And she said, oh my gosh, yes. And I said, are these people? And she goes, they're not. She goes, I don't know where they come from. There are people in there that are dressed in ways you can't even describe, and I'm probably not allowed to discuss it on the radio. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My brother-in-law is still in therapy. There was a woman wearing a white
don't go there.
Let's see if I can get through this without saying anything bad. She was wearing white like yoga pants, but she was about 400 pounds. So they were, needless to say, stretched to the breaking point. But they were also kind of climbing in the back. Right before she went through the door, she thought she'd fix the climb. And they were striped white. It was not good. And they were supposed to go buy a stroller. God, my niece is like 20 now, so this was a while back. They were supposed to go pick up a stroller, and he's like, that's it. I'm not going in there.
No, he's doing well in therapy. He and I are in group together, and we're doing fine. And we're not having the relapses we used to have when they show us the pictures of the Walmart people. I just wanted to give you an update on that.
They pull white stretch pants out of a bag, and he passes out.
We're not allowed to discuss too much of the particulars, but there was a problem when that came out of the bag. That's true, and your brother hit the floor, and but I don't want to get into the details.
No. To run right to the laundry detergent aisle and look for that stain remover.
I went to the what do you call those little Clorox bleach little towel flets that come in that box?
The little.
I went to grab one of those off the counter. I just started wiping myself everywhere.
That's a whole different group.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay. We're on the air, aren't we?
Yeah. He was doing what? That's not what those are for.
Your listeners in Yugoslavia are going, what are we listening to?
What's wrong with these people? You know, if you wanted to learn English, like conversational English, this would be a good show for that.
Oh, yeah.
It's very conversational.
Yeah. We're all over them.
Shows with Lyle, very conversational. We do extra conversation with you. So you know what? We should probably take a really fast break, and we'll come back and talk about actual things. But you know,
the sponsors, are they paying you so I could get my $1.85?
We edit this out, truthfully. It doesn't go to the archives. No, they wouldn't probably.
Well, see, they started carrying steel products, and then someone came and stole products. So you know, rethinking their product mix. But I try not to bring that up during the commercial, although I think about it every time Bill says it. Okay. Really quick break. We're going to come back with our guest, who is actually a guest going to talk about real topics here. But, you know, it might make you mad, so we should start off on a happy note. You're listening to We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? When they move into your neighborhood, they take over, but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Exactly. You gotta see the show. And actually, Robert puts it on film. I'm not sure what the film's doing these days. It was going on local TV, but I think now it's on YouTube or something. We'll have to get an update on that. Yeah. Bottom line is you can find it at wethepeopleradio.us. And so there you have it. So I was supposed to call Dr. Lyle during the break, and then I forgot because I was told to call him 5 minutes before I was supposed to do it. And, yeah, 5 minutes is a long time.
A lot can go on in 5 minutes.
Goofed off for 5 minutes, yellow then bird. Boom, out of sight, out of mind. So we'll just channel you from now until the bottom of the hour, and you can talk about whatever you want. How's that?
Well, I listened to your introduction about the voting, and it's been my privilege for the last 11 weeks, time's flying, to work with the Giuliani team on the various states and the recalls. Efforts, as well as the voter fraud, and time flies, and I forget, I'm off my week maybe, but in November, the end of November, I coordinated the joint legislative public hearing in Arizona between the House and the Senate. And they took testimony for 9 hours. It was covered by five platforms, conservative platforms, gavel to gavel. It was a very long, long day. And my privilege began actually a couple of weeks prior as I coordinated the joint legislative hearing, coordinated the Giuliani team, and a number of other factors. And then after the joint legislative hearing, I was privileged to continue to work with the Mayor Giuliani on taking a look at the fraud that occurred. Now, let me give you some things that maybe your listeners are not aware of. For the first couple of few weeks, it was discussed that six states, and then you saw them on the news, well, conservative news, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona. I'm missing one, aren't I? And I forget the last
Nevada?
One. Well, Nevada came on board, and then New Mexico came on board, so that made it seven. There was a sufficient prima facie evidence to show that voting irregularities and indeed fraud occurred. And so for several weeks, everybody knew there were like six states. Well, the evidence has continued to mount, and it's mounted most significantly. And conventional media, along with the establishment, has done everything they can to cover it up. We're at 16 states. Mm. 16 states.
Wow.
that have overwhelming evidence. It's past the prima facie. Overwhelming evidence of serious voter fraud. We also have documented evidence. By that I mean, IP addresses, a number of other physical forms of evidence that shows conclusively that China was very much involved, Russia to a degree, Germany, Italy, and Venezuela. We also have conclusive evidence that shows the people and organizations within America who are very socialist-minded pumped $500 million into this voter fraud initiatives. We furthermore have very solid evidence demonstrating that Dominion, which was the main carrier for the voting machines, began training, I'm pausing on purpose, they began training people in all 50 states, but especially 16 states, on how to harvest ballots, how to exclude ballots, how to alter the machinery. We have that evidence now. We also have the evidence when this occurred, where it occurred. It was in, I will tell you, it was in Georgia, and it was at a university in Georgia, and it was in July of 2019. I can tell you that much. We have tremendous amount of evidence, actual physical evidence, that's come that I was fortunate enough to uncover, and I've since given it to forensic specialists from the national security who have national security backgrounds, and they are now reviewing the evidence. And what does that have to do with Arizona? Well, for the last several weeks, you may remember, the Arizona State Senate sent subpoenas to Maricopa County. Maricopa County is the largest county in Arizona with the most voters. And they sent subpoenas to the Board of Supervisors demanding, that's what a subpoena does, to turn over the machines, the ballots, and every matter connected to the election. And they fought it, and they said, no, we're not going to do it. You don't have the authority. And then back and forth and for weeks. It was a slow walk. The idea was to make sure that nothing happened prior to the inauguration on January 20th. Secondly, there was some question initially as to does the legislatures have authority. I was in a private briefing the day after the hearing in the Arizona State Senate when members of the Senate and the House leadership, Speaker of the House, President of the Senate, etc., met with Mr. Giuliani and his team, and they were briefed furthermore on the legalities and also the constitutionality that the legislature in each state does have the full and complete authority to subpoena and also to certify or decertify an election. Well, at that time, leadership denied it and they slow walked it. Since that time, I can tell you that the president of the Arizona State Senate, along with her leadership team, Majority Leader, Majority Whip, the chairman of the Committee on the Judiciary, they've all reviewed the evidence. They've all reviewed the constitutionality, etc. And they've come on board, and now the Arizona Senate went ahead and subpoenaed Maricopa County, Arizona, requesting or demanding the ballots, etc. They are still fighting, but then what happened is last week the court said, nope, you don't have the authority. The state legislature does have the authority, and the Board of Supervisors capitulated. Where we're at now, and it should be resolved this week, I don't have a day. It could be Tuesday or Wednesday, but I'm not for certain. A forensic team with national security credentials should be on the ground in Arizona, and they should begin the process of evaluating ballots, voting machines, and the tabulators. It normally takes 60 hours. You might get some preliminaries at 48 hours, but usually 60 hours and a complete full final report. I did that on purpose, redundancy, 72 hours. So at 60 hours from the moment it commences, we will have a very, very solid, good idea. Was there election fraud, as is alleged, or not? At 72 hours, we'll have a full and complete forensic evaluation. The prima facie evidence shows that over 400,000 ballots were cast in Arizona that should have never been cast. Shows that 13,462 dead people voted, should have never voted.
Wow.
It shows 253 ballots were sent to people who never requested them, and therefore they weren't counted. It also shows that election results were altered. They were literally scrubbed or voted twice, or in some cases, there was a percentage. So, for instance, if you went and voted for Mr. Biden, you voted 1.4%. Don't ask me. I'm not a computer lit. I don't know how you can vote 1.4% every time you press the vote ballot. But the evidence shows that. So there are a number of factors here that should be fairly sooner than later starting to come to the public, and it will be made public. And we know that other legislatures are moving ahead, but have been watching Arizona, because Arizona is taking the lead in addressing this heinous issue of alleged voter fraud and other irregularities with our voting system. The integrity of our voting system in this nation and the integrity of this nation is at stake. And even though we play a lot, I'm not at this time.
So the evidence that you've seen, what we keep hearing from the courts that have heard some of this evidence, have said, well, there is some evidence of fraud, but not enough to make a difference in the outcome.
Yeah, not enough to change the outcome has been their big thing.
So you're saying that's not the case in Arizona?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not even close. And what we know is what took place in Georgia for the presidential election, when they had the special election for the two senators, they did it again. In fact, even ABC News, which is sold out for establishment, they covered it live.
Yeah.
Where they changed the ballots. They changed the voting. I'm sorry, strike that. They did not change the ballots.
Well, if there was fraud the first time, why would they, do anything different on the special election? I called that from the very beginning. They're going to just do it again.
Well, Bill, because you think they're a little bit smarter than that. They're not. They're very stupid.
I'm telling you, cheaters, criminals, and liberals all have something in common. They always go too far.
And that's what happened here.
Yep.
If you notice, in many states...
Hubris, I believe, is the word we want.
That's correct. In many states, especially the 16, one excuse after another, they shut down counting at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, whatever. In one state, they had an alleged water main break that's never happened.
Right.
In other states, they simply walked off the voting and said, we'll get to it tomorrow. But in a number of states, they shut down the voting anywhere from 10 o'clock at night, 11, midnight, something like that. Well, when you look at the vote tallies at that time, when they clicked back on, they went ahead and they stuffed the ballot box, so to speak. I'm being a little funny. And all of a sudden, Biden was winning by 100,000 votes, 150, 250. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, after
they showed like a graph, and normally it goes, up, down, up, down, flat, flat, up, down, up, down, up, down. But when that happened, you can see just there's a straight up vertical line, and that's not actually how voting works. We have to take a really quick break, and then we're going to come right back with our guest, Dr. Lyle Rapacki. See, I told you we weren't going to screw around the whole time. Just a little bit at the beginning, and then just little bits along the way. You're listening to We the People, and you can always find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
When there we were all in one place, a generation lost in space, with no time left to start again. So come on, Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick, 'cause fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. Angel born in hell could break that Satan spell.
And we're back. All right. Get us back into the riveting saga that is election fraud.
Well, as we continue to come forward with hard evidence, what this will do, and it already has, it's encouraged other legislatures across the nation to step back up, especially the 16 states that are reporting serious fraud. And now we know other legislatures, out of those 16 at least, are beginning to look at their election results with a whole brand new set of eyes. I think it's fair to say that they're watching Arizona to see how we go about doing this. Now, in defense of everybody, the 16 states, all of us, even Arizona, we've never been down this road before.
Exactly.
I've gone out and spoken really cautiously. I was speaking to about 500 people yesterday in an audience, and I've been very cautious because I told the audience, I said, I really didn't want to come speak, and I told the sponsors that, because it's very, very frustrating. I may not be able to answer your questions. I may not be able to share certain things, and you deserve the answers. You will get the answers. It is coming. But I can't share certain things right now because we have to allow the system to take its course. The other problem, and so one of the questions I'm going to anticipate you're going to ask me, is why has it taken so long if we had this evidence? Mr. Giuliani had it, 10 weeks, 11 weeks ago? Well, there were a number of affidavits from eyewitnesses, and there was a number of several subject matter specialists who went ahead and discussed how the Dominion machines are compromised. But part of the problem is the evidence was not conclusive to render some decisions, and affidavits alone are not going to carry the day.
Right.
Secondly, there were so many issues at hand, and there are so many issues at hand across this nation about the election, and we've never been down this road. None of the states, this nation has not been down this road before. Therefore, we're not making the plane as we fly it. I don't want to give that analogy, but we are putting a lot of duct tape on as we're moving down the road because we've never been down this road before. The former, he just stepped down as chairman of the Senate Committee on the Judiciary in Arizona. Because he didn't choose to run again, but he's been in the legislature for 18 years, and he said, I've never seen a subpoena issued by the legislature, and that was in 18 years. There hasn't been a subpoena issued, in at least the Arizona legislature, in probably 32, 35 years. So, and something of this magnitude, nobody can even remember. They can't even find anything that gives us guidelines, and I think the same is happening in other states. So, there has been a little bit of a problem as to how to proceed, what's the next step, what do we do next, and once we uncover this, then what do we do? I mean, it's been like hurting turtles. I mean, you take two steps and it's taken a long time, and then you got to stop and you got to figure out the two steps you just took and can we take the next step? So that's been part of the problem. But I say that because we in Arizona now are at a point that a forensic evaluation is about to occur in Arizona. And when that begins, we believe with the proper forensic team, and that's a forensic team that has national security backgrounds, we believe what's going to be uncovered is horrendous. And what that's going to do is create such angst with other legislatures that I'm going to tell you a little bit down the road here, we could have a constitutional crisis on our hands because what we have are a president and vice president who have been unduly elected.
Right, and that was the question that's kind of been on my mind.
That's been the plaguing question of the whole thing.
What do we do? What do we do now? We've elected and seated a president that may have been involved, maybe he wasn't directly involved, and probably not, but involved in a huge fraud on the people. And I don't, like you say, we've never been down this road before, but how do you fix that?
That's the question that we're all asking. I don't have even a scintilla of an answer.
Yeah.
What we've been focusing on, and what I've been privileged to participate in the last 12 weeks, see, November, December, not December, January, no, I don't know, the last 10 weeks, maybe 12, maybe it is. I apologize, guys. It's been a long couple of months. What we've been focusing on is getting the right evidence, not suppositions, not reasonable suspicion, but evidence forward. And that's been daunting. That's been a little bit of a problem. The other night, I apologize to y'all, I can't get into this, but the other night, somebody came forward, not in Arizona, and because they've been watching my show, and I'm going to do a plug now, I've been doing a show for Prescott E-News in Prescott, Arizona, the last several weeks. It's called Arizona Today, and your listeners can go to Prescott, P-R-E-S-C-O-T-T, Prescott E, as in Edward, Prescott E News on the website. Just go to Prescott E News, and you click on it, and it'll come up, Prescott E News. And then I apologize again. I'm doing a lot of apology today, but we're being so bombarded with emails from all over the nation and the world that just on that platform alone, in 48 hours, I've received over 180,000 hits.
Wow.
After a show goes up. And I've got 28 platforms that I'm putting stuff out on, and I'm over a million hits. And we can't keep up with the emails. We can't keep up with all the requests. We just cannot. And so it's very frustrating because the people are so supportive, so kind. If I went on and did a show with y'all and just read some of the emails, I'm telling you, they're tearjerkers. They're very kind, very supportive, very hopeful. They're very grateful that somebody's out doing stuff. But go to Prescott E News.
I'm gonna link that right there on the site.
Okay, thanks. And what you'll find, Aaron, I don't know where it is, Aaron. I'm not great at this part, but go to Prescott E News, and there's a link there for TV. I don't know, shows or TVs or something. And you'll be, if you play around with it, you'll be able to clarify it for your
video casts.
Listeners.
I'm guessing.
That's it.
Video cast.
That's it. Go click on that. See if Arizona Today pops up. It should. There should be three shows,
yeah,
or four.
There you go.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it's right there.
Okay. So go to Prescott E News for all of your listeners, yeah, in Bulgaria and everywhere else. Go to Prescott E News and then click on, what was it, video cast?
Yeah. And I'll put that whole link on there.
Okay, thank you.
So it'll go directly to the video casts. That'll be
super
easy.
Thank you. And what you'll see is Arizona Today will pop up. Well, take a look at those shows, Arizona Today. And that will give you some information. And Bill, that was a roundabout way of saying that will give you some of the reasons we're having some struggles, but also will give you some answers as to what we've been doing, where we're at, and where we hope to be. Now, Prescott E News, Arizona Today. Now, the other thing here is we're looking for, and we have them, and we're getting ready to, prayerfully, this will happen this week here in Arizona. They will do the forensic audit. And when that happens, we believe what's going to take place is, without a doubt, the evidence showing that our election in Arizona, in Maricopa County, was purposefully, deliberately interfered with, and a massive fraud bordering on national security issues, not being funny, national security and involvement in the integrity of this nation has occurred. I believe, and I'm telling you this on your air, I believe with the information that we just uncovered in the last 72 hours, when that's factored into this, this will be a game changer. And what will happen is, down the road here, if other legislatures pick up on it, they should find somewhat the same evidence that we will present, and that will constitute a constitutional crisis in Arizona. We've never been down this road before.
Yeah, because what does that do? I didn't memorize all the spreads of,
right,
you know, all that, but Maricopa County was a big factor in.
Very huge.
So, I mean, I don't know. This might be one of those things we don't know yet, but let's just say that it flips how the electors should have been seated. Are we just like out on the thin ice on the pond?
Oh, yeah. We're on very, very thin ice. What will happen? Well, I can't say what will happen because I don't know.
Right.
I really don't. But what could happen, hypothetically, what could happen is once the evidence in Maricopa County, by the way, there are two other counties in Arizona with an abundance of alleged fraud, Coconino County and Pima. But we focused on Maricopa because that's the largest voting block in Arizona and with the largest numbers of alleged fraud that we have uncovered. And if that turns out to be valid, then what the state legislature is going to have before them is the task of decertifying the electors in Arizona. Now, that's only 11 electors. That's not going to change the numbers at the national level. But what this will do is open a door that will show other states, and we know that Georgia and Nevada are very keenly watching what's taking place here in Arizona. It will potentially influence their legislatures to come right alongside and start to do the forensic evaluations in their states. Based on the information that I received only about 72 hours ago, and I submitted it, it wasn't from Arizona, it was somewhere else, we now know that there are manuals and books, training manuals and training books, that Dominion used to train people on how to alter the machinery.
Oh, boy.
And that's breaking news. That's not supposition. That's not a hypothesis. Somebody has come forward and talked to me because to me, it's a divine appointment. I'm not being funny, you guys. It was a divine appointment, and it had to do with my show, Arizona Today, because we've been doing Arizona Today for several weeks, and we've been talking about all of these things, and this person in another state happened to see it, happened to view a couple of Arizona Today's, calls me out of the blue. I didn't even accept the call at first because they had information dealing with the election. I'm bombarded with stuff like that. And with all due respect, with great heartfelt respect, it's like, I can't deal with people who have another piece of information.
Yeah, right. The box is full.
We have to take
another really quick break. We'll be right back, though. And hey, just something to think about. I learned last week two things that might solve our problems. Joe Biden really isn't Joe Biden. He actually is a body double, so that's kind of a relief. We swore in a body double, and someone else told me I was actually incorrect, that he is actually a hologram. So we have a couple of alternate theories to work off of. The constitutional crisis may be averted, especially if we go the hologram route. We could all wear our communicators, you know, and beam ourselves up, and boom, problem solved. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
I make my living off the evening news. Just give me something I can use. People love it when you lose. They love dirty laundry. Well, I could have been an actor, but I wound up here. I just have to look good. I don't have to be clear.
What makes a man really has a chance. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Just in case you need a theme song for your TV show.
Yeah.
All right. So
Well, I had a question. You know, we were talking about the Dominion machines. You know, earlier you were talking about all these states that are jumping in and possibly going to look at fraud. My question was, I had a comment and a question. My question was, how is the Dominion factor, is that how they were able to coordinate? Because, I mean, this had to be a massive coordination with all these states to come up with this kind of a result. So is that how they did it, or do you know?
I can't discuss this just yet, but what I can tell you is it was coordinated highly successfully, sophisticatedly coordinated.
Well, it had to be.
The key word is coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
I will also tell you that just in the last 72 hours, I was given and they've been turned over to the forensic team, training manuals. We know the date and the location of where this training took place prior to the election.
Oh. And this was a nationwide training,
little,
or was
they
it?
Had a little voter fraud sleepover with pizza and stuff, and everybody got the manual, and wow.
Well, do you think these training manuals were used nationwide? Can you say that?
I can't say to a reasonable degree of certainty that they were used nationwide. What I can share is that there is prima facie evidence that they were highly probably used in 16 states, and I know that they were used in Georgia and Arizona.
Hmm. Okay.
Wow. And
now, I haven't reviewed all the evidence. Once I received the evidence, I validated the individual. I discussed at great length certain things with this individual. Once I was convinced that the individual was legitimate, I had the individual stand by, and the next morning I contacted the forensic team. I went over my notes with them, and on the phone they said, this is valid. I said, all right, let me make the phone call back to the individual. Let me see if he's willing to still come forward and talk to y'all. And if he is, then I step back, because I'm not computer literate. I'm not great at this stuff. I know how to cut and paste, by the way. Thank you very much.
So you didn't attend the seminar?
I don't want to get into it, but there was training. It took me nine months to learn how to cut and paste. But I let me tell you, I'm up there right now. I'm one of the best. I can cut and paste with any of you.
You and my mom.
No, it was just funny because I write commentaries, but I'm really simple. Just let me type and let me just be simple. Don't tell me how to, change this or do that or access this or log on. I don't know how to do any of that. But I said to the individual, here's who will be phoning you. Here's how it will be done. And then I stepped out of it, and the team went ahead and talked to them. Now, yesterday I spoke to a group of people, and on my way in to speak, I received on one of my secure lines, I received confirmation that the individual had been talked to for well over a couple of hours, and it was legitimate. Now, that's computer people talking to somebody. So they understood what to ask. I had a seventh grade level. They went all the way through graduate school. So they could ask very specific, and they knew this. I talked to them that morning. I said, here's what I have. Here's what's been given to me. Let me share what I have. Now, some of it we knew through the Giuliani team. We'd already uncovered. But what we were lacking was very specific.
The actual fingerprints to
yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, we were lacking that.
Sure.
Well, we now have it. Mm-hmm. And so I shared that, and on my phone call, my conversation was, yes, this what you're telling us, Dr. Lyle, what you're telling us is it sounds very legitimate. It sounds okay. I said, all right, then there's enough here legitimately for you to make the phone call to the individual. And they said, yes, okay. I stepped out. I set that up. They went ahead and made the call. They had a couple of hour conversation. I get a notification back that the conversation went exceedingly well and it is valid. Everything's been verified. And now that forensic team flew to that particular state and met with that particular individual. And my understanding is by the close of today, they will have in their possession documents and other physical evidence from which we can then proceed here in Arizona. But it will have potentially will have positive repercussions in other states.
Nice.
So yeah. So
just out of curiosity, because I know that the other side is really committed to having this whole story go away. What kind of, kind of know what kind of pushback you're getting, but can you say, make any commentary? How's that on the lack of enthusiasm coming from the other side for finding the truth?
Yeah, they have worked most diligently to discredit anyone, anything, any group, anyone that does not go in lockstep with them.
Sure.
So there's that.
So we're going to hear about you now flew on the Lolita Express. You were faking being a security guard when Epstein died. I mean, they pull out all the stops. They just absolutely smear people.
Well, look what they did to Mr. Trump for 4 years.
Yeah, what they did to Flynn.
And that was really my question, was that you come up with all this, and it's obvious that there was fraud in Arizona. That turns into the national intelligence, and in light of the new administration and the new national intelligence team, I don't know. Personally, I think they're going to have very little interest in pursuing any of this at this point.
Yeah, a big zero on that
agree.
One.
I would agree with you, Bill, but we the people have an interest.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We just have to force their hand and not make the story go away.
Well, and if it's done by the states,
I'm going to disagree with you.
Nice. I love it when you disagree with Bill. I love doing that just to mess with them. But we've got to take a news break, darn it. This is much better news than what we're going to hear. I don't even know what we're going to hear, but this is better.
Yeah, we'll pick this up.
We're going to be right back with Dr. Lyle, and then he's on with us for like a half hour till he has to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can find all this information at wethepeopleradio.us.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff. And our sponsor this hour is Pat Bay Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. You can go by and see him at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City, or give him a call at 226-9226, or get him on the web at papemachinery.com.
There you have it.
There you go.
Okay, so our guest today is Dr. Lyle Rapacki. He is out of Arizona, and you can find all of his information, including the video casts that we've been talking about that are at Prescott E! News. You can get all that at wethepeopleradio.us. I've added that already to the page, so... that's all on there for you. And he has a little time crunch, so we're going to roll with him until he has to leave. So we won't do a million breaks. We'll just run with you until you got to go.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I forget where we were at, to be honest with you. I got disconnected because we had a storm here. And
snow and all that, and it's disconnected us.
I think it's coming for us today or tomorrow. That's what they keep talking about, but you never know.
Yeah, well, we all need the water, don't we?
Yeah. Well, what do we fight about, though? If we got a bunch of water, we'd be all confused. Nothing to fight about. They'd come for our whiskey next. Oh, my God. We better keep fighting about the water. So what have people – I mean, we've been hearing about this, all the voter fraud, and there are all these not declarations, what do I want to say? The people coming forward and giving you guys information. But you're finding that those declarations or whatever they're called are super credible. In Arizona, thus far.
Okay, I'm not being difficult, but
I can say that, but you can't.
Declarations? Well, no. What are you referring to?
Well, the people that are coming forward and talking about what has happened with the election. So you guys have enough. I guess I was kind of recapping.
Okay.
Like you have enough information to go forward and investigate this.
Yes, I. Sometimes, I mean, besides playing around, I love doing that. You guys have known me over the years. I love doing that, but I'm also a what-is-is guy. So I was listening to what you were saying, and I wasn't quite clear what you're asking, and I wasn't about to answer something that's a little nebulous.
In case we play it on the loop forever?
Yeah. The affidavits that were presented, and there were a number of them, well, of course they were credible because people were coming forward with affidavits at the sake of penalty of perjury. So they're not going to sign an affidavit and have it notarized when you have the potential of perjury staring at you. But we've gone beyond that. There was an argument, I think valid, very early on that affidavits alone would not suffice in opening up a full forensic evaluation, having the legislature do things that we're asking it to do. Again, let me just say that no one has been down this road before. So no, we were moving in uncharted territory. But beyond the affidavits, we have now gone ahead and have secured actual evidence that strongly shows fraud occurred. And I can, what I can say is at least in Maricopa County, I can't discuss other counties, I don't know, other states. However, in conferring with other states, the pattern is identical. Now, with what came forward to me 72 hours ago, 72 hours, somewhere in there. Our manuals and documents that clearly demonstrate the Dominion people went ahead and held a training session, actually a couple of them, prior to the elections. And in those training sessions, there are written statements in the manuals suggesting how votes can be altered, ballots can be altered, and to me, that's pretty damning.
Yeah, I mean, if they've gone to the length of actually putting that in print and putting that out there for folks, obviously they wanted that to happen. Now, whether people did it or not, I think that's where we're going to run into a snag.
Yes, and what I will say, no kidding, all kidding aside, is stay tuned. I don't know when I'll do another Arizona Today this week because I'm going to be down in Phoenix. I'm in Prescott. I'm about an hour away from Phoenix. And I'm going to be in Phoenix because it does appear that the forensic team will be on the ground in Phoenix meeting with leadership of the state Senate this week. And in the course of that, the evaluations will be launched. And like I said, it takes 60 hours, 72 hours complete, but 60 hours, and we will know with a high degree of certainty whether or not fraud occurred and what was found.
Just out of curiosity, are you finding that the county clerk, you know, I mean, I don't know how you would do this without the county clerk and the Secretary of State really playing into it. I know you can't say whether people did something or didn't do something, but what you guys have looked at as far as how the machines can be changed and the training manual and that kind of stuff, does it involve players on the ground, or is this something that can be sort of phoned in, as they say?
Great question, Aaron, and it's both.
Sit back, Bill.
I believe, and again, I know I love cutting up with you guys when we have a good time, but I'm trying to be very deliberate in what I'm saying here, and also in part because I'm not computer. I'm not a forensic person.
Sure. Forensic.
My background's in forensic behavioral analysis, threat assessment, all that stuff, but. From what I have gathered and what I then submitted to the forensic people and what they have then interviewed and reviewed and what they sent back to me was, this is legit. Well, what is this? What the this is evidence that demonstrates that not only training, but the mechanism, the process has been uncovered as to how they altered votes. And if that's correct, and I haven't seen that part, I know what was said, I know what I relayed. There were a number of measurable factors that were given to me, and then I relayed them to the National Security auditing team. They have since validated what I've given them based on the individual. So that part's great. I'm glad it wasn't a waste of their time. I did my part to make sure that the person reporting all of this and coming forward was valid and not sensational and not a conspiracy theorist, etc. Once I did my part, I then turned it over to the computer people who really know how to cut and paste and do all sorts of forensic stuff. They then interviewed that individual, and I received confirmation back a couple of hours later that this is legit. They then made arrangements to fly into that particular state to meet that individual and to obtain the hard evidence. By the end of this day today, two forensic specialists will have the hard data, and they will then do whatever else they do, looking at it, playing with it, whatever. And
sure.
Then all of that will be presented this week in Arizona. From there, that will just further solidify the call for the subpoenas and for the review of the documents, the ballots, the machines, and all of that. If then, by doing the forensic audit, what turns up is what I suspect will turn up in Arizona, the election will have to be decertified. There is strong evidence that the same has occurred in 15 other states.
So if Arizona decides they want to decertify their election, how does that affect the certification on the federal level?
Well, I don't know, because we've never been down this road before.
I know.
and there's smarter people than I who can answer that, Bill. My understanding, again, at a seventh grade level, is that if Arizona, the Senate, then uncovers the evidence that allows for the decertification, and then they move to decertify based on the evidence, not affidavits, opinions, even witnesses, which are important, don't get me wrong, but we're well past that, well past that. So now, it's sort of like a crime scene. Somebody says, hey, I think there was a shooting in that house, I heard this, I heard that, I did see somebody race away. That's all important stuff, don't get me wrong. And the person's testifying to that, that's really critical. But if you get all this affidavit, all this verbal, all this eyewitness, all of this, and then you go into that house and there's no dead body, well, what do you got?
Mm-hmm.
Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, pencils.
Now let's say you go, but wait a minute, but you go in, to a house. I used to be a police officer 100 years ago, and let me tell you, I give you the exact case that taught me this. We responded to a shots fired call, my partner and I. We went into the house. He was my training officer, my FTO. And we went in and we found a 101, a woman, down in an upstairs bedroom, bleeding, and a gun had been dropped or was next to the body by a couple of feet. You know, we cleared the house, made sure no one else was there. Called medics, called her, but, and we're standing there securing that, and I said, being young and naive, I said, well, I mean, this is pretty simple. I mean, she's deader than dead, which is true. I mean, I felt for a carotid. There was no pulse, but they can't pronounce it until they die. But she appears very, very dead and looks like a suicide, and, well, this is pretty simple. I'm not saying it's not sad. Don't go there, people, but it's pretty simple from the paperwork and this and that. My training officer turned to me and he said, how do you know this? I said, well, look, I mean, he said, how do you know beyond a reasonable doubt that it was a suicide? What if somebody shot her, dropped the weapon next to her? Do you know that? I said, well, no, that's correct. So you don't assume facts not in evidence. You don't know what we have. All we have is a female down that appears dead, and a gun next to the body. That's all we know. That's all we have measurably. It's going to require some forensic work, medical work. It's going to require ballistics work. It's going to require a number of other elements to make a determination beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, I tell you that story because this is the same thing here. We have growing evidence, not supposition, not somebody saying, hey, I heard shots, I heard, but we have growing physical evidence now, which we didn't have 72 hours ago. If the physical evidence is valid and is able to be measured, in other words, we know that we know what it is and it can be measured, and all, well, now that's a game changer. Now what we have, at least in Maricopa County, because that's what the evaluation is looking at, we now have the evidence to demonstrate that major fraud up to a national security level, because other nations are involved. We now have the evidence that requires a decertification, again, in Arizona. So that would require the state the Senate, in this case, who did this, to decertify, to petition a special session, immediately get into session, immediately present all this evidence. It's public. You'll see it all. You'll hear it all. And then the state will decertify. Now, that's 11 electoral votes Arizona has right now. Well, if that occurs, you've got other states that have a very similar situation. And if the evidence that Arizona puts forward is that strong to the level of decertifying in Arizona, there's at least a hypothesis that other states will have the same thing, because the information that I believe that will be put forward here now fits the other states. It's the same system. It's the same people who did the training. It's the same type of issue that we saw on election night with votes being tabulated that shouldn't have been, ballots counted and then there shouldn't have been, people who voted who should have never voted. We have now information about illegal people voting, dead people voting, machines altering votes. Like I shared with you earlier, you press one button or you circle a thing, you put it in, and it's registered 1.4. So Aaron votes for Biden, her vote is 1.4. Bill votes for Biden, that's 1.4. Well, what is that? That's 2.8. It's almost three votes right there.
Yeah.
How do you do that? I mean, and we know that I'm being really simple at a seventh grade level, but we have sufficient cause to believe that occurred. Now what we need to do is prove that. I believe we now have the smoking guns that's going to prove that.
Nice. Well, I don't want to assume, but I'm guessing if they gave an increased weight factor to the Biden votes, they gave a decreased weight factor to the Trump votes?
That's correct.
I mean, it'd be kind of stupid if you didn't.
Yeah, and that's correct, Aaron. And we also have high reason to believe now, and we'll see if the evidence bears out. Which we didn't have 12 weeks ago, 10 weeks ago. We now have high reason to believe that votes were taken from Trump and moved over to Biden. We also have reason to believe no votes were taken from Trump. Nobody did anything. Trump had 1,000 votes. I'm just saying this as an example.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 votes in Maricopa County. Well, then they shut down the voting because it's midnight and we need a rest. And Biden was behind 20,000 votes. So Trump was ahead by, let's say, 1,000 votes. This is just my hypothesis, my trying to make an example. He was ahead by 1,000. They shut it down for the night. They went to sleep. They woke up. They turn on the lights. They turn on the voting machines. Again, I'm being really elementary. And guess what? Biden was ahead by 100,000 votes. How do you do that?
That's kind of how it happened, though.
We
watched it.
Yep. Over and over.
In real time.
That's in real time. And they did it just the other, couple of weeks ago in Georgia again with those two senators. They did the same thing. I mean, you would have thought by now they would have been far more cautious or not do it at all. But nope, they did the exact same thing. And people caught it all over the place.
Now, the folks that you're working with, as far as the forensic folks, I'm assuming they can go to different states and work on this. But do they already have people in these different states? Is this a spread out effort, or is it really kind of targeted in Arizona and we're going to see how it rolls here first? Maybe yes, maybe no, huh?
Come see, come saw? Yeah, they're aware of certain targeted states right now.
Okay.
And legislatures in those states are now very much in tune with, the legislatures, now have the constitutional authority to do what is being done. Remember, weeks ago, legislators said, we can't do this. No, and the courts are saying, you can't do this. You don't have the right to a subpoena. Blah, blah, blah. They were all wrong. And one could argue from now until ad nauseum why. I think this is just my personal opinion. This is just me now. This is just me at my seventh grade level. I think there was a tremendous amount of collusion by courts, by other elected officials, by all sorts of folks who had something at stake for saying, oh, there's nothing here. Move on. Don't investigate.
Sure.
Don't look at anything.
Now, tell me this.
Never
mind. Keep going.
And I think what's happened, one of the benefits, and that's the small B-E-N-E, is that what's become evident today, unlike 10, 12 weeks ago, is who's on which side. I think a lot of people have come forward and said, there's nothing here. You don't have the authority. Forget it. You're just sore losers. Up until including Mitch McConnell, majority leader in the U.S. Senate. I mean, these people are all, they're not leaders. They're positional leaders. They're in positions of leadership, but they're not leaders. And they've all capitulated, and shame on them. I pray they somewhere along the line have a grow a conscience, because I have to tell you, their actions are despicable, absolutely despicable.
Well, now that we've seated a new president, they got to get on the right side of things.
You know, right. Everybody's going to retool their team.
Yeah.
Tell me this. Okay, so you have you listed off a whole bunch of stuff that we don't. I mean, we don't have to be. You know, we're not taking notes or anything, but. You have the machines did some funky stuff. You have illegals voting. You have ballots that shouldn't have been counted, dead people. You've got kind of a shotgun of different things. If they prove that the machines cheated the vote, can they decertify the election based on that? Or do they have to basically come up with legitimate the number of votes that would... You know what I'm saying? Like, if you won by 10,000, do they have to come up with 10,001 to show that it was incorrect?
That's a great question. I don't have an answer. I mean that. I don't know.
Yeah, I just was curious because it's like...
No, it's a great question.
Part of the genius of the cheating thing was they did so many things at the same time. And in most states, it looked like they didn't do enough of any one thing.
Yeah, no, that's a brilliant insight, Aaron. And that's what's become really evident the last couple of days now with what's been uncovered. But they did multiple things. I'm going to say this at a seventh grade level for all your listeners. I mean, this guy's really. But I'm trying to keep it simple because I got to tell you, this is terribly sophisticated.
Sure.
That's an oxymoron. But,
well, if you're going to flip a national election in our country, you better be fairly sophisticated, or that just says we're all dummies.
Well, when you consider that two satellites were involved, four nations were involved, they were able to change the vote. I don't know how you do this. I'm not smart. But as you voted, the vote changed. I don't know how that happens, but we now know that, and there's evidence, and that will come out. Somebody smarter than I, and I can bring him on. I'll bring them on. They're going to do my show first, but then I'll bring them on. But you'll like that because you can ask these questions, and they'll explain them to you
okay.
in a way that will make sense. I'm telling you this. I can't explain it because it's really sophisticated, but
They're
smart enough. They can take your sophisticated question, answer in a sophisticated manner, but in a way that people will understand. I'm serious. They're just brilliant people. They're really neat.
Well, I think this will take some of the frustration away from people, you know?
And there's what I've been trying to do is we the people deserve some answers. We the people deserve to know that our electoral process is not compromised. Right now it is. It is compromised. We'll never have another election in the United States that's fair. That can't stand. So we need to get to the bottom of this. And I believe by God's divine grace, some doors have just opened that will move us that much further down the road to get these definitive answers. This will be quite an eye-opening thing if what I have seen, what I've been told, just in the last 48 hours will bear out.
Nice.
My preliminary understanding is that the information that I turned over, the information that's since come forward, has bared the scrutiny. And so we're off to a really good start. That very smart people who are forensic people, cybersecurity people, will be able to get in and take a look at all this, and we'll get some answers.
Is this something that... You know, as you prove this out, does this have to go to a court? Is this done in court? Do you sue someone?
No.
Or is this something that's done in the legislature in a hearing?
You know, that's a whole separate... That's for smarter people than I. That's a whole separate issue. Because right now what we're looking at is the decertification.
Sure, just process.
And that's... The legislature has the authority under the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1... to do so.
Okay.
So
then when you want to hold them, when you want to punish somebody, you take it to court.
That's a whole different venue. That's
sure.
correct. But right now what we're looking at are national security issues and the decertification of the election.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know, so for all the people that And there's a lot of chatter out there, you know, from Joe being a hologram and a body double to the military is going to swoop in and we're going to have martial law and, you know, all this other. There's just a million crazy things being discussed. But this actually makes sense because it's been this has been the problem from the start.
I told this audience yesterday, I spoke to about 500 people yesterday, and I said, I would really get off the internet. I mean, what you're reading on the internet, the preponderant majority, is just, it gives me a headache. I don't do it, but I would just get off of it. You're getting misinformation. Now, some of it's being fed on purpose to create confusion,
right.
division, and what we have are socialists who have taken over a number of federal positions. And that's what's swooped in here, is to get rid of Mr. Trump and the conservative movement and to collapse the United States into the global community. That's really what's taking place in
sure.
front of our eyes. It's sort of like, how do you cook a frog? Well, a little bit at a time on the stove. You put them in a pan of water. You don't turn on the stove high. You do very, very slow, very warm. And after a while, he's cooked.
Yeah,
that's what's been happening in there, in the United States. And then Trump comes in. And he stopped a lot of it and went ahead and removed us from a lot of the global community. And boy, did that just angered the elites. And they did everything they could to get him out. Well, it looks like they've won, but we shall see.
Well, we've been doing shows on China for 2 years, and I think anybody who's been listening to this program knows that they had no interest in having Trump have a second term, and everything to gain by having Biden in the driver's seat.
Absolutely. No, China did not want Trump in again, mm-hmm. and they worked diligently, and they're part of what's going on here. We have fact-based evidence that China was clearly involved with the Dominion system and the very tightly coordinated process to alter this election. We have the evidence on that.
Nice. Well, we know you have to go because we had a little time fumble there between. You know, that's the one thing. I can cut and paste. You can't cut and paste, but neither one of us knows time zones. We both suck at that. We need Bill to come in and be the arbiter of time.
We need smarter people than you and me, Aaron.
Yep, we always have to be on the phone. Okay, what's your watch say? Okay, my watch says, like, I actually looked it up, too. I mean, I didn't even just guess. I looked it up. I thought we were on the same time. I guess we're not on the same time. Boo.
We're not. So I apologize to you guys.
No, it's all right.
You're just awesome, and maybe if the check clears this time, I can come back on the show sooner than
sweet June. Yeah. No, as soon as you have something, come on. Even if we only do like a little update, because really and truly, there is a lot of just cuckoo stuff out there about
this.
It's
amazing how much misinformation is out
there. People are really mad and they want to know what they can do and all that. So I really do hope that they go. Let's see. So it's videocasts is the link at Prescott, Prescott News. So if you look up Prescott E News, there's a link right there. And when you go to it, look up videocasts, and you'll see Dr. Lyle Rapacki in there. And you can get more detail, obviously, than we could do today. But we look forward to having you guys back on and kind of unpeeling this, because we have a large audience outside the country. And so some of those people, I'm just guessing, they live in some of the places maybe who were players in this, and I think they'd like to know.
Well, and also a lot of those folks are living in countries where this has happened to them.
Yeah, they're like, hey, welcome to our world.
Yeah.
Venezuela.
Bill, you're absolutely right. I think they are far more advanced than we are. They know how this is done, the other countries, and they're far more learned than most Americans. Most Americans have no clue what has happened still, and they deserve an answer. And that's part of what we're working on, is trying to deliver to the American people, to we the people,
Well, it's like you say, we've never had anything like this in this country before. I mean, yeah, there's always been a little bit of fraud, but you know, they always say it's not there. But fraud on this level's never happened before in this country. And frankly, people don't know how to handle it. It's like, what?
You are very right on. And their anger, their fear,
yeah,
is so palpable that, you know, when all of a sudden something doesn't happen in 24, 48 hours or within 5 days, they are just petrified. But behind the scenes, we've been clipping along like a herd of turtles, but we're clipping along. We've uncovered stuff. We're getting the right process, getting it in the right process. So it is happening. We knew that we were hoping we would have more before January 20th, we were hoping. And yet we also knew, which we didn't discuss, that a lot of forces were at work to drag this out, to slow talk this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're at a point where it's the state Senate that is now getting ready to move forward and conduct. They won't conduct, but they'll have the forensic team to conduct the Homeland Security, cybersecurity people. Conduct this, and I know who they are. I've been working. They've been part of the Giuliani team, but they also are independent, national certified forensic people. So,
well, that's good because we haven't had a whole lot of luck with the folks within our own Justice Department getting to the bottom of things. I'm in the process of reading Greg Jarrett's book, Witch Hunt, and tell you what, if you want to light your hair on fire, highly recommend it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you guys very, very much. Talk to you soon, I hope.
Thanks a million. And
thanks for coming on,
Lyle. Go change the world down there in Arizona. Thanks, Dr. Lyle.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
We will be anticipating our next program with him. And so we've kind of, you know, pushed around our breaks and done some stuff like that just so that we could maximize the time with him. But we'll be right back. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
If I'm really with you now, or just chasing after some finer day. Anticipation.
Yeah, that's the Arizona shout out. Good job, Arizona.
Yeah. My only concern is you know, we already had Pennsylvania say, hey, we got problems with ours, and they still certified their vote. Arizona steps up, decertifies theirs. The feds are going to say, well, we've already certified it. It's not,
yeah,
doesn't matter.
I don't. We're not far enough to know how that works yet. But
if enough of them get on
board.
But
the Pennsylvania guys, they didn't decertify their vote. That was the thing. They didn't make a move to decertify. They asked the House to decertify it, to vote not to accept their slate of electors.
Until they did some more investigation.
Right.
Correct.
But they had already submitted their electors, which kind of left them in a position to say they could object to it. But then that went to a full vote of the House, which, of course, turned into a big zero.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a loser. So Dr. Lyle bailed on us a teensy bit early, and we don't usually just talk about nothing, although we do like doing that. You know, we do it all day.
Oh, yeah.
Together, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I talk about nothing with you all the time. It's actually quite entertaining.
It's not totally unusual.
Yeah, no.
Maybe you know, I know we had Congressman LaMalfa on last week, and I put a bunch of stuff on the page. I don't know how much people were able to take in on that, but it would be worth hitting a couple of things on that just to straighten out some misconceptions, because this year, I believe, we'll be having a budgetary train wreck. And, you know, people get really upset about that stuff, which I completely understand, but it's really important to know what you're looking at. It's really important to know that what you're looking at might not be exactly what's being represented to you, because what does everyone say? You know, I don't trust anything the media tells me, but why are they mad? Oh, yeah, because they saw it on TV.
Well, this whole internet thing, I mean, there's so much stuff. I have people send me stuff of claims people are making, and it's like, really? You really passed this on to me thinking it was real? I mean, it's so outlandish. You know, this last one they sent me was that we had 26,000 troops surrounding the Capitol because that wasn't to keep people out. That was to keep people in so they couldn't escape on inaugural day when they were going to start rounding everybody up.
Because they had flights going in and out of Guantanamo on an hourly basis.
They expanded Guantanamo to hold all the electorate. Yeah.
And they were secretly funneling them into Guantanamo, although no one had heard about it. And it's like... Mm-hmm. Don't you think people miss those? I don't know. Have noticed that those people...
Well, then they put a call out for people not to go to the inauguration because they don't want them getting caught in the crossfire when the military, you know, starts blasting people because it's going to be bad.
Right.
So stay out of Washington, D.C.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, just do that.
And that happened.
Just do that anyway.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of a bloodbath anyway.
But if you're going to be there, be on Capitol Hill because the Capitol Police really are great. I don't know what happened.
Part's safe. The rest of it is.
But the Hill is very, very well.
I'll never forget the time we were in D.C. and we booked a hotel that was, you know, only a few blocks from the Capitol, except it was in the wrong direction. And we drove.
It was like on P Street or something. Some alphabet letter that you shouldn't go below, like L, and we were on P or something.
Yeah, we drove by, and it was like, go. Don't stop.
It was a four-story walk-up. It was between two other multi-story walk-ups that were completely burned-out crack houses.
Oh, they were crack houses.
And that was like the Best Western was like,
right
in the middle.
I'll pay the $160 a night to stay somewhere safe.
We stayed
in
the Ritz.
Yeah, we
did. Remember that?
We stayed in a nice place.
There was a TV in the bathroom.
To be safe.
We were like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Is this what people are doing? We didn't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah. It had a TV in the bathroom. Okay, it had a phone on the toilet. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It had all the amenities.
How old are we? Do you remember how much it was?
I thought it was like $160.
Totally $160.
Yeah, and that was way back.
I know.
I mean, that was like crazy.
And we were like, are you kidding me now? You can't stay in Washington, D.C. for $160 in the crack house.
And the crack house is probably more than that now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's when Bill learned about coldness.
Oh, gosh, it was cold.
He's like, those guys back there, what are they all wearing those long coats for? That's so weird. I'm like, because it's really cold. Oh, well, I've been in the cold before. I grew up in Colusa.
Yeah, I said it just like that, too. Yeah.
You did. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
You
heard a lot more than that
before.
When I was back there, because it was cold to your bones cold.
It was a new kind of cold.
Yeah,
for Bill.
It was so cold. You're walking down the street towards your car, and you're pacing yourself like, I got just enough steps to get there. I'm almost there. You know, it's like five more miles to Marianne's.
Like,
you know,
party.
I mean, it was. Oh, I never felt so good to get in the car and turn the heat on. Holy mackerel! Yeah, it was cold.
That's sad.
Yeah.
So hey, you know, I thought we should probably play the congressman's 1 minute speech, because I have to say we didn't want to labor on it last week when he was on because we wanted information from him, but really, really interesting that. You know, you think a one-minute speech, like, who cares? But I got to tell you, it lit a fuse from all over the country. His offices, the phones have been burning up. People calling that are really excited, really happy that somebody stood up. And I have to say, there are – I remember when he was first elected in 2013 to Congress, and, you know – everybody thought, oh, geez, he's going to go back there, drink the weird Kool-Aid, and become, you know, I hear and I obey. And we were kind of worried about it. So we figured, well, after a couple of months, it's like, so I remember I asked him, so you know, how many people are normal back there? Because we, what do we see, like six members of Congress on television? I mean, we don't see the bulk of the people. So I remember I asked him, I go, how many of these people are regular? Like, we would like them. If we met them, they would think like we do, and they're pretty normal. And at that time, I think the Republican caucus was probably 210 or something like that. They were in majority, 220. And I remember he said like 180 of them. And I was kind of blown away. I thought, wow, there's a lot more people that think like we do than don't. But the media has a vested interest in making sure that you only hear from the ones that are cuckoo and weird and, you know, scare you to death, so that you can make sure that you hate everybody else, mm-hmm. which is always kind of funny. So the way that the impeachment thing went in the House, the Republicans had 60 minutes to make their case, and the Democrats had 60 minutes to make their case. Well, 435 members of the House, so 60 minutes on each side didn't go very far. But Congressman Jim Jordan asked him if he wanted to pipe up and say anything. So he ran into the cloakroom with a little piece of paper and made some notes and scurried out and let him have it. And I have to say, it was a little bit exciting for people. They were like, that guy said what I was thinking. So anyway, I thought we'd play it again because it was kind of worth it. Hit it, Travis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual impeachment show extravaganza, brought to you by the censors and left-wing media, the fact-checked ministers of shutdown and big tech, and the Democrat Party. Today, the second annual impeachment of President Trump isn't really about actual words spoken out of rally. No. This is all about, Madam Speaker, the unbridled hatred of this president. You use any extreme language and any process to oppose the core of what he has really fought for. You hate him because he is pro-life, strongest ever. You hate him for fighting for the freedom of our religion to not be persecuted by unfair mandates and limitations on speech. You hate him for not subscribing and shackling us with the religion of climate change and one-sided Paris Accords. You hate him for Israel. You hate him for defending our borders. You hate him for letting families and small businesses keep what they earn, for trying to keep the agents of government off their back. You hate him for putting America first, which is what I thought we'd do when we swear the oath. No, this shabby show isn't about a threat to our republic. This is the impeachment and muting of at least half of the American people. This is shameful and abuse of a process.
The gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from New York.
I give the gentleman additional 20 seconds.
The gentleman from Ohio yields you another
Madam Speaker,
20 seconds.
I pray people of all stripes wake up to this spectacle and exercise their rights to put a stop to it through free speech and through fair elections.
Yeah, it was a good list. Kind of hit all the things people were thinking. You can get a lot done in a minute. Who knew? But, you know, and if you happen to be in a place where you have a representative that maybe isn't super outspoken, maybe they'll get there. Not everybody's a really, you know.
Well, 400 plus in the House, and you don't hear from but a very small fraction of them.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I would always encourage people, you know, it's always a big thing now, you know, well, so-and-so isn't conservative enough or whatever. The folks on our side of the aisle, we like to beat up our own people. And I guess at this point, it's like, hey, let's work on the people that are not going our direction. You know, if they're going our way 60% of the time, maybe we don't, maybe we don't point our cannons at them just right now, because we got a whole lot of people that wouldn't work with us on anything ever.
Right.
So I don't know. Just seems misguided. Everybody wants to primary everybody who's on the Republican side, because they're not doing what they want. And it's like, gosh, you know, let's swing that and get rid of Nancy before we shoot our own guys in the back, even if they're not our favorite. Maybe they're just not our favorite. I did want to post something again. I'm moving it over onto today's page as well. The House calendar. We didn't really talk about it. I posted it last week, and I put some notes on there if people read it. But it's really worth taking a look at. It's a good visual. The 2018-19 calendar, the last session, you can see that they're in session in some cases 4 weeks out of the month. Actually, in January, they were there all or part of every week in January. All or part. So that's a lot of vote time. In session is vote time. That's not committee time and all that. You know, they're doing that otherwise. But when you start looking at the voting time, the new calendar that came out in December, and they canceled next week. So in January, they were in session the first week when they were all sworn in, and they're in session 4 days at the end of the month. Now, some people are like, they should get their pay cut, blah, blah, blah. No, you're missing the point. When they're not in session,
they're not.
Smell the freedom.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're not passing any laws. So if Nancy thought she had a big swing in agenda, she would be in session all the time so they could vote.
Although they are going to be in session, 6 days a week now with this whole impeachment thing.
That'll be in the Senate.
That's in the Senate. Right, that's in the Senate.
So the good news is they're not there. I mean, they're not going to be in session. They might be back there. They might be, you know, and they're always working. There's always stuff in the district to be done. But go look at those calendars. They're at the tail end of the page behind Dr. Lyle Rapacki's information. And I really do hope you go take a look at it because it's very telling.
Well, maybe they're not going to be in session because they're figuring Joe's just going to executive order everything they want.
Which actually would be great because then the minute somebody else is in there,
they can reverse it all.
You bring out the jumbo presidential eraser and off it goes. You don't commit it to legislation. It's not permanent. But they don't have a lot. And so it's just be careful what you're being told. I've already had people send me, I think it was 5717 was the number of the bill, H.R. 5717. And, oh, my God, it's taking away all our gun rights, blah, blah, blah. Okay, hot tip. Go to congress.gov. Super easy to remember, congress.gov. You go there, you put in the bill number. That's the record of Congress. It's not an opinion site. It's not a news site. Nobody edits it. It's just the record of what happens. And when you put that bill in, oh, hey, hot tip. It was put in at the beginning of 2020. No one ever did anything. Oh, wait, and the guy that wrote it, the guy that authored it,
right.
He's my favorite guy. Okay, my hint, Guam.
Guam's going to flip over.
Guam's going to flip over. Hank Johnson from Georgia.
Yep, yep.
He was the one who wrote it. That should help you right there. But that legislation died at the end of last year. So it's not a bill anymore. So if people are sending you things about, oh, my God, look what they just did, find out the bill number, go to congress.gov, put that in. If it isn't in this year's, if it wasn't put in 2021, it died already. So they could reinstitute it, sure. But look at the committees it's got to go to. Look at the activity.
So they have to go through the whole thing again to get
over.
It. Yeah.
And you look at activity. There's a section there. You can just click on it. It says activity. And when you see nothing happened except the bill was introduced and it was like 6 or 8 months ago, nap time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it was like somebody's big brainstorm to get everybody all jacked up, and then it never went anywhere.
Well, plus they get to say, hey, look what I introduced. It's worthless.
It is worthless. Yeah. So, not to worry. Just make sure that you're looking at things that are real. And
right.
Remember that the media that you think lies to you all the time, they're still there. They're still there. And their goal is to make you afraid and think that the world's coming to an end. And not to say that, you know, there's not
well,
some bad stuff going on.
You know,
but.
And people are all concerned, and rightfully so, that they're going to take your gun rights. They're going to squash free speech. The only way they're going to be able to do that is executive order, which can be overturned.
And
it's not going through the House.
And they can't change the Constitution with an executive order. So just, you know. Make sure things are real. Call your local congressional office or your, if it's a state thing, call your state senator or assemblyman, and just make sure the things you're worried about are real. And if you have guests for us, please shoot us a note. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. The end of the world. Nice. See you next week. It's